This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As Carson Wentz as our quarterback.
On second down, they will run it and run it. They will to Sanders. Big run. He's still on his feet. Miles Sanders. It's a foot race to the 30. Can he go all the way? The answer is yes. 82-yard touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Are the Cowboys actually going to have some sort of running back competition? And will you care about how that turns out? We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But we talked about the men's bracket earlier. Wanted to give some local love. Shout out to the TCU women's basketball team. They beat Louisville. And they have advanced to the Sweet 16 for the first time ever.
That's awesome, dude.
Man, that was a really long delay.
I love TCU.
That was not the reaction
you know
I was huge, hoping for.
Here's what I didn't want to happen. Because of my adoration for TCU, I didn't want them to be like, oh, there goes Corey again, always being on the TCU bandwagon.
Is SMU versus TCU just like runoff from Dallas versus
yes.
Fort Worth people?
It's two people from different sides of the coin that just cannot stand. And they all just kind of meet together in Arlington, right?
Yeah.
And there's a comedian out there. I just was told this, Kevin. Something Mitchell. And his line is, they're two different people that meet in Fort Worth or meet in Arlington in the central location, and both of them get let down by the Cowboys there. You know, and I was like, dang,
man,
that's true though. And then Denton's just kind of left out there. UNT's just kind of left out in the nowhere.
Yeah, we're giving Jake some pointers as we go along. He played the Gridiron music, even though we haven't done the Gridiron intro yet. Do you think we should let that slide, or is he trying to tell us, why don't you get back on task and focus?
Reggie's right behind him. And Reggie knows how to do all that stuff still.
Reggie's still here, but he won't come on air.
I've been told Reggie still does that on his show. He's like, I want to make sure I run the board. This is my show.
Wow.
He's very demanding on that show.
Well.
But yeah, I think he's doing, this is the first time to work with us. He's learning. I'll give him I was just about to compliment him. And then I was like, don't do it because he'll mess up. I think Peyton set him up for failure earlier. I think you left your microphone off on purpose.
I could see that.
Yeah. So I'm going to blame that one on Peyton. This one I'll blame on him.
Peyton is an Esther.
Didn't even get to do our dip.
Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
Strike two. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So let's talk about, I don't want to see this competition. Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders, they said they will not cede the lead role easily if the Cowboys draft a running back. That's great. I have seen you play as of late. And if there's a resurgence, a renaissance, if you will, that would be awesome. Let's be honest. If the Cowboys draft a running back in rounds 1, 2, or 3, maybe even 4, that person is the presumptive starter. Are they not?
Yeah. Yes. I think you're right about that. But anything after 1, I do kind of feel like it is a competition.
Okay.
I think because Javonte Williams, there have been times where he's been a good running back.
That's true.
Miles Sanders has had his moments as well. And I love this line from him from what they're telling me, they want a competitive room. Everyone go in there and compete and may the best man win. That's what you should be saying if you're Schottenheimer,
true.
If you're Steven, if you're Will McClay, if you're Jerry. Look, we don't know who's good at this position that we're going to have in this room. So please, somebody show that you're going to be good. That's what it sounds like, because we don't know. And Javonte Williams kind of cast aside by Denver. Miles Sanders cast aside by most of NFL fans. And so there is a place. But I think if they don't get somebody in the first round and they get them in the second round, it'll be we're giving them the chance. We're giving them the process. They're learning how to find the bathroom, you know, like those things. Yeah. And then once they show their flash, they're like, oh, yeah, that's our starter. But I think Williams and Sanders, here's the thing, those guys being backup roles or being, you know, accentuations to what they're doing, I think they're quality. I think they got quality people to do that job, what their job is supposed to be.
Now, Quinn Ewers is set to visit the Colts, Raiders, and Cowboys. We've talked about this plenty of times, the links potentially between the Cowboys and Quinn Ewers. I have no problem with that. Just as long as it's a day three pick.
Yeah.
If it's a day three pick, then like rock on, take your chances and
don't reach for him.
What happens. Yeah.
Don't reach. I think that he could use a lot more development in the NFL. He could use a lot more development as a backup quarterback. He's not going to run away from anything. You saw his legs aren't that.
Yeah.
His arm isn't what I thought it was supposed to be. Like it was supposed to have a big arm, but I was like, it's decent. But I think he has a lot of room to grow. I would not mind him being a late round pick.
Now let's go to Xavier Worthy, because this saga has taken another interesting turn. Last month, maybe it's just a couple weeks ago, Xavier Worthy was arrested, but then not charged for allegations of domestic abuse. We've talked about this before. It can be a tricky balance between what's true, what's not, and what are the repercussions if somebody just makes things up. So now Xavier Worthy is suing his accuser, his ex-fiancee Tia Jones. This, of course, courtesy of, you guessed it, TMZ.
Oh!
Because this is exactly the kind of story they're here for, and I think they do a really good job gathering this information. So Worthy has claimed that Tia Jones both abused him and made up claims of domestic violence in order to, quote, extort a home, money, cars, and other valuables from him.
Okay.
So
this is very interesting.
And so he said that he repeatedly asked her to leave their home after he learned that she had cheated on him. Again, I know this is turning into a he said, she said situation. Worthy claims that she destroyed his game room when asked to leave, then scratched his face and ripped chunks of his hair from his head.
Does he have proof of that, though? That's the right. Like if you have pictures and you can say, look, this is what happened.
That's true.
Unless you break your own nose to, you know, fake your own Fight kidnapping Club style. Or something. Yeah.
The thing that's tough about this is, and I understand how society works, you're much more likely to believe that a man abused a woman in a domestic issue as opposed to the other way around. And there is some still ridiculous backwards thinking. I'm like, you got beat up by a lady? Like, that's absurd.
And most times, Kevin, if you're in public and you see a couple fighting, you're probably going to try to defend the woman first because you think she can't handle herself.
Which, for most of the time, I'm sure is the way to go. But sometimes abuse is abuse. And especially in a gladiator sport like football, it's probably tough to come out and say, no, she was abusing me.
Yeah, no, I bet it definitely is.
Because you know, like, people are going to be out on the field looking for whatever trash talk advantage or whatever. But he's gone on the offensive and said she also stole more than $150,000 worth of cash and property from his residence while he was in police custody. So you think about it, he gets arrested and he accuses that in that time, that's when, after he was like, we're done, she took all this stuff and took off. Jeez. So we'll see how that plays out. Right now, he said, she said, but a very complex and unfortunate situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see stuff like this happen way too often. All right, let's talk about the Giants. 2 years, $8 million deal total for Jameis Winston. Do you think this is step one and he's going to be their backup quarterback? Or do you think this is the step they want it to be, so they can be fine, but not really that great and get another high draft?
He does kind of put you in a 6 to 8 win potential area.
Which is probably too high for them, right?
Yeah, and they still are interested in getting Russell Wilson from what I see. So, like, that's a That's still a possibility.
Is Russell Wilson the backup choice to Aaron Rodgers? Is that what we're learning along all of this?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is kind of the the prized cow here, and then Russell Wilson is the next one on the list. The Winston, though, this is a perfect place for him. He needs to be in New York so he can be on TV more because that dude is hilarious.
That's
right?
True.
I know people have thoughts about him based on what he did as a teenager in college. I get it. And I don't know what his off the field stuff,
right.
But everything I see, I'm like, dude, he's great. He's self-deprecating. He has jokes. He's funny about a lot of different things. So I think he's in the perfect spot. And him, it might be really interesting to see how him and Malik Nabers work together because he likes to throw it. He likes to throw it far. And if you can run under it, he's all about it.
Who do you think has the worst roster of talent? I'm not saying this is directly related to the Giants. I'm not saying it's not. Who do you think right now before the draft, which team has the worst talent in the NFL?
I would say Carolina, but it's probably the Giants.
Okay. New York Giants, they're tired of your naysaying. They only have the fourth worst roster NFL per Bleacher Report. It goes Jacksonville is fifth worst, then the Giants, then the Patriots.
Or the Cardinals.
They didn't make the top five.
Really?
They're moving up in the world. Well, I guess the bottom five. The Tennessee Titans have the second least amount of talent. And Corey, you stick with your instincts and you win. Carolina Panthers have the most talent-deficient roster in the NFL per the Bleacher Report. You can start with their needs of wide receiver, safety, edge. If you still think they need a quarterback, that's obviously a fair discussion worth having. But they are number one in terms of the least talented team in the NFL.
They do have a first round. They own their first round pick.
Everybody has their first round pick.
Second round, third round, fourth round, fourth round, fifth round, fifth round, fifth round, seventh. They need to bump up and get another first, another couple seconds.
Okay.
Like that, they need to do something to add to this because they didn't do enough there in free agency and then they still need to grow and develop.
Yeah, that's fair. Unfortunate, but number one, least talented team in all of the NFL. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, did the Rangers leave surprised with more pitching questions or answers? And other roster spots that are still up for grabs. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.